USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is increasing food stamp benefits in response to rising inflation. Monthly SNAP allowances are going up by 12.5%. That's about $100 per month for a family of four. The price of oil is expected to jump after OPEC Plus announced they plan to reduce production of oil by 2 million barrels a day. On board Air Force One, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese shares one thing the administration thinks will bring prices down.
What we believe needs to happen, consistent with market principles, is that the energy companies need to reduce retail prices to reflect the price that they're paying for the wholesale gas.
Republicans argue that oil companies are not price gouging and the Biden administration needs to ramp up domestic oil production. An illegal immigrant who was shot and killed inside a West Texas Border Patrol station was trying to attack the agents with a pair of scissors. That's according to a newly released statement from the feds. Manuel Gonzalez Moran charged out of a holding cell and grabbed the weapon off a desk. The agents used a taser, but that didn't stop him. That's when the 33-year-old was shot dead. He was previously convicted of assault in Colorado and deported. The European Political Community Summit is happening for the first time Thursday in the Czech Republic. In Prague, European Council President Charles Michel explains why this meeting is important.
We share the same continent and we face the same challenges, and we'll have the occasion to address how we can try to improve the cooperation, the coordination, in order to have more stability, more security, more peace.
He adds that immigration is another topic they will be able to work on. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Thursday is day four of the Daryl Brooks trial. Brooks is accused of ramming his vehicle into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year, killing six people and injuring more than 60 others. Brooks is representing himself in the case, and after multiple interruptions, Judge Jennifer Doro throws Brooks out of the courtroom.
Mr. Brooks, you're interrupting me yet again.
You just weren't speaking.
All right, Mr. Brooks, you are now going to be removed to the other courtroom.
I don't concede to that.
I have had a dozen or more interruptions. We'll be off the record while we do that. Thank you, everyone.
I don't agree to a stop.
The former president is continuing to speak out about his Mar-a-Lago raid.
Former President Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong when it comes to the legal fight over the classified documents seized during an FBI search of his Florida estate. Trump's comments came during a speech before the Hispanic Leadership Conference in Miami, Florida.
The weaponized Department of Justice and the politicized FBI are spending millions and millions of dollars on this continued witch hunt, which started in various forms, all different forms, Russia, 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 impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the Mueller report.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Peloton is continuing to cut jobs. The New York-based company set to slash 500 jobs as it looks to turn its business around. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not allowed. So I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.